Yeah. Hey, guess what though?
I got ice all on my arms and rocks around my neck, bitch. Brand new coupe straight out the showroom floor, that's how you flex, bitch. Only problem I got is what car shit I get next, bitch. Smashing from the back, looked at her friend and said, you next, bitch. I love skinny girls, but I prefer to have a
thing. Welcome back, sports fans, for another edition of Dez NBA Sports Talk on Dumps and Juice Radio. One of us has a good voice today. The other one is a little bit under the weather. The old Steeler fan. A little down and out. Didn't make the playoffs. Been sick, wounded, scarred up. He finally took over his immune system, took over his voice, got him down in the dumps, man.
Yeah, I'm hanging like snot, though.
Hanging like snot. Like a booger, huh?
It's,
Man. So, since we last had a podcast, the biggest news, I would say, is the XFL.
Yeah.
Did you watch any of the XFL?
No.
I did.
Did you like it?
I actually liked the XFL.
I like their rules, though. I like some of the stuff they added.
Yes, man. Like, I don't know if I'm sold. A lot of people like the kickoff with them not moving. I'm not sure if I sold on that. I'm sold on it, but because what I saw was a lot of guys not getting a good block when they did start moving.
Yeah.
Or maybe it's a late reaction because the guys on defense, or I don't know.
They want to take that all the way out.
It looks safer, though.
Yeah, but it is safer.
Looks safe. But I tell you what, that under 2 minutes rules they got?
Yeah.
I like it. That's what the NFL needs, man. Do you know how many games in the NFL could have been, the outcome would have been different if you had an automatic stopping of the clock every time they made a play?
Yeah, but it's a little watered down, though.
How?
Because all the years past, you ain't never did that.
They call it the comeback phase. And it's like, what if you out of timeouts?
Yeah, it don't matter about timeouts no more. See what I'm saying?
I like it.
It takes the value away from that. Like, people lost Super Bowl because of a timeout.
Yeah.
So, when you take...
So, are you one of those old brigade type people that you don't want new change?
Nah, I don't mind getting some of the rule, but, like, for the record books and stuff like that.
But you got to think about it. Like, they say...
And it's definitely a bit easier to make a comeback when you know your clock going to stop.
Yes.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, you can play, like your defense, you can't play that soft coverage. You can't, you got to play every play like a championship play.
Ball, yeah.
But that makes a better brand of,
yeah.
It's 2 minutes. That's it. It's 2 minutes.
Yeah, they need to see what it looked like.
I like that.
I mean, it's because, a good one. Now. I do like the rule, but.
In college, you see a lot of comebacks in college because the clock stops at their first down.
That's what they need to do.
It stops at their first down.
First down. That's what they need to take.
But I think they took that into consideration, but they took it a step further by saying every play. Because, okay, you got no timeouts, but we don't want to just kill you off because guess what? Somebody can just sit here and kneel the clock down. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it works both ways. Not on the team that's trying to score, but the team that's trying to end the game.
Nah, it's too hard to play defense then. It's very hard to play defense if you don't got the clock on your side.
Every play counts.
That means every play. That means that it's almost like always at advantage.
It's almost like, well, no, if the defense makes a play, kills all of them.
Yeah, but defenses can't touch the offense like a Tom Brady.
Okay, but check it out. At the end of games, how often do you see defenses just giving up plays?
Yeah, because they're playing the clock.
Yeah, so now you can't play the clock, and so that what you would usually give up and let them go underneath is actually hurting you. It's getting them in field goal range. The clock is going to stop, and then on the flip side of it, if you have the lead. You can't just say, I'm going to knee the ball down three times and go to the house. You can't do that.
Yeah.
You have to play for the first down.
Yeah.
I like it, man. That's 2 minutes of, like, it turns that football game into almost like a basketball game in 2 minutes.
Right.
I like
it,
man.
Because it could be a lot of things go on. A
lot of things can go on, man. You're right. Super Bowls have been lost because of a timeout.
Yeah.
Wow. And look at Patrick Mahomes in the Super Bowl. 3rd and 15, what did he do?
3rd and 15.
Against the 49ers. Down 20-10.
Oh, you talking about
3rd and 15? No. 3rd and 15, he didn't like the play. He called timeout and switched to that. He switched that play, long play to Tyreek Hill, 45 yards.
Oh, where he did the loop. And
that won the Super Bowl to me. Because they got the field right there. What happens? 49ers win.
Yeah.
And that's another thing. To not just take over the XFL with the NFL. But I went back and watched the Super Bowl again, man.
Oh, I ain't watched
it. Man, listen. If Pat Mahomes doesn't switch that play and they don't have a busted coverage after the timeout, 49ers win the Super Bowl easily, I think.
I mean, 49ers should have won
the Super Bowl. And I said Shanahan folded, but I had to go back to what you said. And you said something. I don't know if you realize you said it.
I probably don't.
The 49ers defense lost the Super Bowl.
That's what I lost.
The defense lost the Super Bowl. The defense
wasn't as good as everything.
Complain about Jimmy G. Complain about Shanahan.
That's what it won. That's what.
49ers defense.
They still supposed to went out there and play defense. Like Seattle. Remember Seattle in their prime heydays? It was mistakes made, but their defense covered it up.
Even when it looked like New England was going to just win the game, they were down. Defense did what they were supposed to do. Got them off the field. Yeah. Kept giving them chances.
Yeah.
When they had the Legion of Boom, it was like you knew no matter what was going on, that defense was going to get a turnover, get
but a stop. But the bottom line is, they got a nice front four, but that's it. They don't got no playmaker nowhere. Richard Sherman is not a playmaker. They don't got nothing nowhere. They got good linebackers.
I'm starting to believe you just be hating on Richard Sherman, man. I don't think you like Richard Sherman at all.
No, I love Richard Sherman.
When you be hating on the man, though, man.
He's not a playmaker, though.
But he's good at what he does.
I mean, I'm not knocking that. There's a lot of them good. Everybody in the league is good at what they do.
Because that's why they're there. You're right.
That's why they're there. But I'm saying he's not an X factor out there. Like, he ain't no player that's taking over a game.
He's a guy. He's good.
He's smart.
But he's smart. He's one of those guys that affects the whole defense as opposed to his individual part of the defense.
Yeah.
He can even tell other guys, hey, line up here, be here,
he's
do this.
He's all of that, but he's not an actual playmaker on the field. He's smart.
He's a coach on the field.
He's a coach on the field, but yeah. If you isolate him in a situation, you can exploit him.
And actually, in that Super Bowl, if you go back to it, they actually did it earlier in the game.
Yeah.
And they got a sack. Sammy Watkins had blew by Sherman earlier in the game. They got him singled up. Safety had to cheat over for the tight ends, come down. And listen, they singled him up. They had single safety high. And Richard Sherman on his side. Watkins went around him, but they got sacked.
Right.
And then they went back to it later in the game, and it worked.
But you thought in that Super Bowl, you thought that the 49ers defense was just absolutely going to get after him, and he was not going. He was going to be like Peyton Manning against the Seahawks that year.
Yeah,
that's what you thought.
Yeah,
but
which is by the way, sports fans.
But they don't have like all right, Seahawks defense. They had that pressure, but they had Ed Reed. I mean, they had Earl Thomas, Cam Chantley. They had playmakers all come over down here, the field, guys, not just in that front seven.
Yeah, the guys can blitz, go down, get that.
They had flat, everything.
Covered, all that.
They had all of that. Yeah. And the San Francisco really just got Fred Warner and the other dude, the other good linebacker that come from Buccaneer, he was just coming back. He really ain't the player he
Quan, was. Yeah, Quan's feet, he looked dead legged. I mean, he got shot so many times that
he hurt. Yeah, you know, he coming back off.
His legs ain't under.
So, they got that front four, but that's really it.
Yeah.
So they really got to get some more. They got to get some defensive help in that secondary.
Well, here's the thing with that. You think about as far as help, just play your assignments.
But I mean, I get it. But this is Mahomes.
Man, you get up.
You got to do more than play your assignments
if
on that
you
guy.
Get off the field on 3rd and 15, up 10, in the fourth quarter of the Super Bowl. You win it.
Yeah, but big time players make big plays. You know that.
It is.
Like, Mahomes is not your normal.
But check it out, though. Like
mom and pop quarter.
Like they were saying today. Mahomes played bad for 3.5 quarters.
Yeah, but that's everybody played. Like, you don't go out there and play good in a Super Bowl, your first Super Bowl.
No, we already talked about this. But he's got that it factor to a point to where when he needed to show up, he showed up and won the game. He did all that. But I'm not saying that to knock him because he's great. He's
gonna get no, I mean, I'm just saying.
But I'm saying
Big Ben played terrible his first Super Bowl.
Go, sports fans.
No, I'm saying like quarterbacks just don't play good in Super Bowls every time. Tom Brady is very. That's why he's the greatest quarterback.
Because he always
showed up in the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
No matter what the defense did or how many points they won, mostly they won all the Super Bowl by 3 points. Yeah. You know that.
Every one of them won position.
So Tom Brady always did it over and over. That's why he's Tom Brady. Like, and that's what I'm saying. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to cast, like, even Garoppolo. He played great. Depending on the situation.
Yeah.
Like, he didn't cost them the game.
After the game.
Even though he didn't go win it, but he didn't cost them the game.
After the game, I know myself and a lot of people were like, oh, Jimmy G ain't got, he ain't this. And I think he played good enough to win. He played good enough to win the game.
That's all you can ask for out of a quarterback in the Super Bowl.
Again, if you get off the field at 3rd and 15, you win that Super Bowl.
You win it.
You win that Super Bowl.
It's all boiled down to the defense.
Defense.
And the defense was so overhyped.
And you said it. You said, I don't know if you remember saying it, but it's recorded. You actually said, bottom line, the defense was supposed to get out the field at some point, and they didn't do it.
And I go back to this. You might think I'm beating the old drum, but every time when we got in a game like that, you know what Mike Tomlin would say? He would say, go put an exclamation mark on your work. Because you don't win until you do that.
Yeah.
Like, you can do everything good in the game.
Score. But you got to go take the ball away. You got to go stop
and
him.
And get that ball back.
Get the ball back. Yep.
And that's how you win the game.
Yep.
The exclamation mark got to be at the end of the sentence.
Yep.
You got to put it on them.
Can't put it in
and
the middle.
And they didn't put it on them.
They didn't do it.
They played a good game, but they didn't put the exclamation mark on their work.
Yeah.
That's Mike Tomlin.
This is a Pittsburgh Steelers fan. Got to incorporate Pittsburgh Steelers into every
conversation. But a lot of winning. When it come down to winning, we know a little bit about it.
Can't have a conversation without one, man.
Yeah, because they are winning. Now they win. Mike Tomlin don't lose.
Man, we don't go as far as that. Yeah, just back to the XFL. The ratings were good. They sold more tickets.
Because they hyping it up. It's the prompt. They it's like advertising. They making it. They going to make it be successful.
That's what I wanted to ask you about. Do you think it really is nationally as successful as it was? Because I was impressed.
Dang, listen.
But every show that I watched.
We are hungry for something else.
Everybody.
In between football. Like when football season over, we don't got nothing.
Man, for 10 weeks you got nothing. So now you have this. The timing is right. It's perfect. But are they force feeding it on us? Are these networks force feeding it?
They going to make it be successful.
They talking about it over and
hyping
over.
Hyping it up, everything you want.
Because you didn't get that from the AFL.
Yeah. Yeah, it's all about who backing it up.
But I thought about it like this right here, though, man. If the funding stays good, ticket sales stays good, and this thing takes off, this is a legit business.
Right.
This
extra
is legit.
Jobs.
Man.
That's what you got to look at.
Extra jobs.
Jobs for people and stuff like that.
And the WWE's stock market value is down from $100 a share to $40 a share. So they need it.
Yeah.
They lost over half of their worth. Mm-hmm. They need it. It's got to work.
Got to work. And they won't make it work.
It's got to work. But, man, it's a good thing, though. Think about it like this right here now. The guys that used to say, oh, he was good in college, and now he don't get an opportunity to play in the NFL. He got cut in the last cuts, yada, yada, yada. Hey, buddy. That guy now can go make $70,000, $80,000 playing football in a pretty decent little league.
And can maintain and won't be crazy.
Come on, man.
You get what I'm saying? Because they go and can't make the league, man. They end up robbing and stealing. And
that plays a part because guess what? You're so close to it and you know it's happening. Somebody you played with is doing it. One of your homeboys is doing it.
Whether you like it or not, most people don't really know how to react once they can't play no more.
No.
You get what I'm saying? Like, it's an adjustment in your life.
Listen, man, I ain't made no money. I ain't made nothing like these guys are making. And it was an adjustment for me.
You got to make that adjustment to where, like, you thought you was going to be playing ball, getting paid for it.
Until I was 40 years old, and then it didn't happen. It's like, you know what?
So
6:15 every day. I probably said this before. I tell this story over and over and over. I know my kids have heard it a million times. I would get the sweats.
Yeah.
I was so used to getting loose and warming up at 6:15 every day of my life, mm-hmm. that when I was done playing, it was like, what do you do?
Yeah, that's crazy.
And again, when you got a friend that's making X amount of millions of dollars and mm-hmm. people you're close to, people you
check that you know with, you can play just as good as they can. And,
but the opportunity just, things fell, the chips, the cards fell a little differently for them. And you can't hate on that.
Right but spot it, at the right time.
It bothers you.
Strike when the iron's hot.
It bothers you a little bit, man. It does.
Yeah.
And so you can imagine the guys that are around this and making 10, 12, 13 million dollars a year, and then that's over with. It's like, what do I do tomorrow?
Right. You got to downsize everything.
And the problem is people start acting like, hey, I got to go do this. I got to go make a social media post. I got to go to the game. I got to go buy this car. I got to go do this, post it on Instagram to make myself look relevant.
You don't budget no money.
You ain't got to do none of that.
But you don't budget nothing. You don't manage nothing. When you playing and making that money, you know they not budgeting. They just go buy whatever they want.
Because it's coming in.
And then you got to adjust your whole life when you ain't playing no more.
Can't live in that big house no more. You can't drive that Rolls. You can't go spend $20,000 at the club.
Yeah.
That's the craziest thing that we black folks do. I say it like that, you know. I try to make everything black and white, but you know we do that. We popping bottles and spending. What is $20,000-$30,000 at a nightclub? What is that gonna do for my life?
Nothing.
Please tell me.
Give you status at the club and that's it.
And people say, "Oh man, they spent so much." Like what?
And then they gonna talk about you when
you fall off.
When you fall off, that's it.
But you threw $20,000 in the air at the club. Yeah. That makes you an idiot.
It makes you a big idiot.
I'm talking about you threw 20 grand at the club?
Yeah, it makes you an idiot.
Man, how many turkeys could you buy? How many cases of water could you buy? How many buildings could you paint in your hometown? How many, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you could do a lot of stuff.
How many aunts and uncles and aunties' cars could you fix?
You can help, or you can do a lot of stuff with that.
Throw 20 grand in the club? No. Never happen that, buddy. Won't happen. Cannot happen. Unable. So the XFL, man, I hope it works, though. Because not just for competition for the NFL. That's the one thing I didn't like about the XFL. They were talking about the NFL every three words. Okay. This guy played for so-and-so. He's trying to work his way. No, man, this guy just has a job right now. Mm-hmm. This guy was not in the NFL. Nobody picked him up. He's not on nobody's roster. He don't have a future contract with nobody else. He's earning a paycheck in the XFL. Right. Let him be an XFL football player. Now, if he goes crazy, puts up crazy stats, and another team wants to sign him, great. But for the time being, guess what? He's an XFL football player.
Right.
How you feel about that?
It don't really matter to me. Just long as them boys get a good job.
But shouldn't the league be about the league as opposed to
if they're trying to get it right?
Yeah, as opposed to, this guy might get signed. Okay, what if happens if the NFL comes in and sign all the good players in the XFL? Then the XFL don't have no players, right?
Right. But nah, it's a cycle. It's just a cycle. You got to keep it going.
Be an XFL player and be good at XFL player. But don't go out there and sell yourself short as if, you don't have an NFL contract, you ain't no good.
So, but yeah, like, what do they do about that part? Like, when preseason come and they trying out for a team?
I don't know how they're going to handle that. Because I imagine you'll get guys that have played well, they'll end up... Well, these guys here now, if you're in the XFL, it puts a little bit of a... risk reward on the NFL guys, because if I'm gonna get a quarterback that's making $600,000-$700,000 in the XFL, who the only ones are making that kind of money? If I'm getting a quarterback making $600,000 in the XFL, I'm not gonna sign him to a $600,000-$700,000 contract in the NFL.
Right.
NFL gonna try to give him the minimum, mm-hmm. which is less, to make the team.
Right.
So if I'm that guy, do I wanna
jeopardize that?
Mess up this money over here,
right?
For these little peanuts,
right? Yeah.
And I always think about the aspect of my friend girl's brother from Nashville. Her brother had several opportunities in the NBA, mm-hmm. and he turned down. He could have been on this Golden State run.
Okay.
When they took off in the champion, he could have been on that run. Mm-hmm. But why make $400,000 in the United States when I can make $1.5 million abroad? And I did that 10 years straight. Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying?
Nah, I got you.
He's a guard.
He's not playing over
there. He's not going to play. Steph Curry and Clay.
He's not playing. You just.
He's going to get in the game. Matter of fact, they actually
drive the Spurs. Time.
Tim Duncan's last year, the Spurs actually played them. And like a preseason night, they beat the Spurs. Mm-hmm. Like, and he won a couple championships and whatnot. He's a good player. But at the end of the day, he wasn't going to play on that team. And so it wasn't about, oh, I want to get in the NBA so bad. That's his dream, to be in the NBA. But he realized, I'd rather sit back in this 5,000 square foot home and drive my Porsche and drive my Benz with the money I made as opposed to the peanuts the NBA was going to give me.
Right.
So it's about the paycheck. But yeah, I don't want the guys to always be talking about the NFL. That's not the draw for me. The excitement of these guys, man, that male lady, that is on it, ain't she? Ooh. She jerked her head out of there. I'm going to ask her, what's in there? What was wrong with it? Oh, okay. Alright. Jump back like a snake.
Now, summertime, you'll be bees in that jungle too sometimes.
It's a setup all the way around, huh?
It's gonna be something. Sooner or later, heat up. It's gonna be something.
Man. So don't talk about the NFL all the time. Just talk about the league. This guy's a good player. He went to college here and such and such. Yada, yada, yada. This is what he did in the offseason. He had this job. Just talk about the player. Don't talk about the NFL as much. That was my take on it. But I liked everything else it did.
I mean, I'm going to watch it, though.
It wasn't a bad brand of football.
I know what I
mean. Some of that stuff you look at, it's like the Pro Bowl. If you watch the Pro Bowl, you're just
an idiot. I'm not watching.
You're an idiot if you watch the Pro Bowl. That's terrible.
Or the All-Star game.
That's terrible.
Basketball All-Star game.
Terrible.
Stuff like that. No, I ain't watching.
Terrible, terrible, terrible. So, yeah, just let the XFL be the XFL, man. Manfred, man. Baseball. What are we doing? Wild cards?
They trying to shake things up, ain't it?
Where you can pick your own?
Make more TV stuff. It's good for TV. Let you pick your own team, pick your poison.
I don't believe that for one moment.
But
they're going to allow it to happen.
Why?
Why would I allow you to pick who you want to play?
That don't make sense, dude.
Why would I do this?
And they really talking about doing this.
I really think they're doing this to get your mind off of Houston and the Red Sox.
Ain't nothing you can do. That's a wrap.
I'm saying they wanted it to die down. So they want to shock you with this. Why are they releasing this? Why would they release this to a New York Times writer if it ain't going to happen for another 2 years? Possibly. Why would they do that? Take the heat off.
Yeah, that's...
Take the heat off. So the situation with the Astros and the Red Sox, how you feel about that, man?
Man.
You know, the Red Sox situation ain't came down. The punishment ain't came down on it yet, but how do you feel about it?
What they do? I just know the coach.
Yeah, he was involved, but he also brought the same situation over to the Red Sox.
Oh, I didn't know that. Yeah. I didn't even know that. They ain't saying nothing about that.
So my take on it is Pete Rose got to get in the Hall of Fame now.
What about Barry Bonds?
Got to get in the Hall of Fame.
Why?
But Pete Rose is more so on the side of it was the gambling aspect of it.
It's still a felony.
Exactly. And so what?
So whether I'm stealing, robbing, or beating somebody up.
Or betting on the game.
But look, it's still the same felony, right? It's still the same mark.
Right.
So, I mean, it shouldn't have no...
Bear of him getting in the league?
Nah, I mean, because he bet it, don't make his punishment less than Barry Bonds' punishment.
No.
You get what I'm saying?
And then on top of this right here.
That's what it is.
But
he did something illegal.
As a manager. But you're keeping him out of Hall of Fame as a player.
Yeah, but that's come with the territory.
How?
Because you got the sports writers. They the one putting you in and out.
And that's what's wrong with the system. The writers.
And the system messed up.
The system is messed up. You hit the nail on the head right there. Yeah. The system is messed up. That's the problem right there. But here's the thing. Like, if you know the Astros are cheating, if you know Altuve, them are wearing these little buzzers, you know this, wouldn't you punish them?
No, they granted them immunity for the fact to get the truth out of it. Because if they didn't do, if they would say we was going to punish them, they lied to the end. You get what I'm saying?
They never did that though, B.A.
Listen.
You think they did that on the backside?
No, they granted them immunity. They told them if they tell them everything they need to know, they will not punish the players.
They didn't tell them. Oh, talking about the front office.
The league.
Yeah, okay. So the players got the immunity out of it.
The players got that.
Not by their negotiation.
So they punishing the coaches.
By the team, the owners.
Yes. Yeah, so they...
Okay, I didn't think about that.
So, guess what? They going to tell everything. Because they know they can't get in
trouble. Can't go on. Everything's been handed up.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Because if they didn't do it like that, they wouldn't know nothing. They just...
Okay, but with that said, if you know these boys wore buzzers and all this stuff and whatnot, if you know that happened...
Ain't nothing you can do.
As the commissioner of baseball...
Ain't nothing you can do but do what you did. Make them coaches lose their jobs.
Get them immunity. What you do about Pete Rose?
That ain't got nothing to do with Pete Rose, though.
He out the game for gambling on baseball.
But it is what it is.
But you letting somebody that literally not just gamble on the game, they predict, they change the course of history by cheating.
That's what it is. Everything is cheating. Like...
So, you don't think that's more egregious than what Pete Rose did?
I don't think that. Because everybody wants that advantage. Why you think Barry Bonds took steroids?
Why we got to go there?
Why you think Roger Clemens took steroids? Roger Clemens was the best pitcher in the game. Why you think he took
that edge? If that you ain't cheating, you ain't trying.
So, what's the difference in whether I'm stealing your sign or actually enhancing my body?
And here's my thing with that. With the sign stealing thing, like the electronic thing is like...
That's too much.
That's over the top. I ain't mad about somebody stealing signs. I really ain't.
But...
That's your fault. Let them steal.
But, just like we say on anything, when you want to be the best sign stealer, it is.
Yeah.
And they were just being the best...
Better than everybody else. Yeah.
At sign stealing. And that's what it is.
Yeah. Yeah. But it's hard to beat somebody when they know what's coming.
Yeah, but it makes it a lot harder to bat, though.
God.
Because if you know you're getting that fastball, guess what? What if it ain't a strike? You're going to be on it. You're going to be ready to swing and hit it no matter what.
But.
It just depends on how your approach is.
Yeah.
Some people don't like it when it's coming. I want to react to the ball.
I was one of those.
Like, but I like to know if a fastball coming, though.
Oh, man, you can't. You
can hit that. Yeah. No matter, he can't throw it by you.
But here's the thing, though. That's like when you're still on a sign, which everyone that played baseball, you went through this situation. When you're still on a sign, you're still taking a chance. Oh, is this a good read? Is this really? You know what I'm saying? It's still a guessing game. These boys had it down to an exact science.
Yeah.
Fastball coming. Got dog, I'm dead red.
Yeah.
Changeup coming. Got dog, I'm finna load up and unload on this changeup. Yeah. Curveball coming. Got dog, I'm sitting back.
Yeah,
if he dropped in this bucket, I'm getting out of here. Mm-hmm. Man, they killed the ball.
But that's how they won, too.
It's crazy, man. It's crazy. So, the players get immunity on that. And my thing is, if you give the players immunity on that, you're basically saying to Pete Rose, hey, we got to give you immunity, too. I done waited 30-something years. I done apologized. I did all this stuff. If you can give them immunity for changing the course of history of games, like literally affecting the outcomes of games.
No, I mean, I get what you're saying. Pete Rose should have been reinstated and all that. Come on. I mean, that's not even the type of punishment. I mean, that's not even the type of crime that should lie. A lifetime ban? Come on, man.
It's crazy.
That's harsh. I mean, it shouldn't even come to this. That the new commissioner should have been there and brought him back.
Yeah. Been good for baseball.
Yeah, he should have been did that. And put him in the Hall of Fame.
We've been good for baseball.
Put him on the ballots.
Yeah.
But it ain't their choice. Guess what? Them sports writers ain't gonna vote him in.
Not gonna do it.
You get what I'm saying?
I think it needs to go straight on in there as an exception by the commissioner. You know? Make his name.
Yeah.
Everybody has their name on things they did. Faith Benson, Buzz Silly went through the steroid thing, and now this dude's going through the cheating scandal.
Yeah.
So clean it up, bring Pete Rose back. And Donald Trump saying something about Pete Rose, guess what? I think that's going to have some legs to it.
Well, you know, Trump mean a lot to
that, the brand of people that do the vote and stuff. Yeah. He means a lot to those people. So he getting behind it.
Yeah, of course.
Yep. Trump's smart, though, man. I ain't gonna lie to you.
He know what to do.
He know, hey, man.
He
listen.
Know just when to stick your finger in there.
I talk a lot of noise about politics and just society in general, but I will say this. People will look at me like, you're a Trump basher, this and that. I don't particularly care for the guy, but that's neither here nor there. Anybody listening to this, don't not listen to this because I'm saying this, but The boy is smart, man.
Yeah, he's smart.
And I don't think he's a smart person, but
he's smart in his logic.
He's logic.
He's strategic.
He know how to stroke. He know how to rile y'all up, get you going.
Ruffle feathers.
And get your boat.
And he know how to back off.
Yeah, man.
He know exactly what to do. He know who to ruffle their feathers and get them going. Then he know who not to do it to.
He can play that violin.
Yeah.
He can play that violin, man. He does it, man. I swear he does. Phillip Rivers, man. Say he want to play. He know he'll get 1, maybe 2 years. Say he ready to play, man. Who wants him?
Nobody. Man, Phillip Rivers better go retire.
Ain't no market for him, B.
Take them 20 kids and go right off in the sunset.
Ain't no market for him, B.
Ain't no market for him. Where you going to go? Man, if you can't win with the Chargers, where you going to go and win?
Say he moved to Florida. Every Florida job open right now.
Yeah, but is he? Man, Phillip Rivers stink.
You mean to tell me the most unathletic quarterback in the league that is late 30s that they are calling a Hall of Famer, he can't get a job?
Can't get a job. He better not be able to get no job.
I don't want him on my team.
I
don't know very many people that want an unathletic quarterback that's old.
Right.
Now, Brady is unathletic, but he's more athletic than Phillip Rivers.
Yeah.
And he's done it. Phillip ain't even played a Super Bowl.
Man.
He ain't sniffed one.
Yeah. Nah, I don't fool with him.
Cam Newton.
No, I don't want him.
Somebody got to get him, though, right?
Yeah, somebody got to get him. But
if he's healthy.
Yeah, but I don't want him.
If he's healthy.
I don't need no inaccurate quarterback then. An inaccurate quarterback that can't run no more.
Well, he's been banged up for 2 years.
Bad back.
Had a year off. Get healthy.
Bad on.
Get healthy. Take him to Tennessee.
But the Panthers need him.
Panthers definitely need him.
So
they in bad shape, actually.
But they need him because they thought the other quarterback was going to do something.
Yeah,
they
didn't hold up.
Throw them off to the side.
Yep, didn't hold up. Same thing with San Diego out there. People like to say they don't have a quarterback, but I actually think they're in good position.
Yeah, they could be.
No, take Tyrod Taylor into this season. Draft you a quarterback. Get you a tool. Mm. Get you somebody and bring them along slowly. Pat Mahomes, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Look at the formula with Pat Mahomes. Look at the formula with Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah. Pinch him for a whole year. Put that clipboard there.
Aaron Rodgers' case is, 4 years, right? But let Tyrod Taylor go into the season and then draft you a quarterback. That's your quarterback of the future.
Well, you're right.
Just don't Jared Goff him. Let him have one good year, then give him $100 million.
Or Jimmy Garoppolo.
Oh, Jimmy G, 7 games in, he give him that kind of money, man.
Dak got to take an act for Congress to get his money.
Man, Dak is in. What do you think happens there, man? Dallas, for Dallas to still be doing this, lets me know that Dak really ain't high on their priority list.
They don't. They think they got him.
They win their options on everything else before they give him some money.
Because he did what he did last year.
Man.
Man, you got to have some balls, man. You got to be able to walk out there on that ledge.
But, B.A., let me ask you this right here, though. Ain't Dak Prescott earned the right to have a contract way more than Jimmy Garoppolo?
Yeah.
That's what it boiled down to me right there.
Yeah. Yeah, he better quarterback than Jimmy
Garoppolo. Ain't he done more than Jimmy Garoppolo?
Yeah, and he a better quarterback.
And then I wouldn't be far-fetched to go and say, ain't he done more than Carson Wentz?
Yeah, he done more than him. Carson Wentz ain't did nothing to play good for one half of a season.
Now let me hit you with one more. Ain't he done more than Kirk Cousins?
Yeah.
Why the man can't get no contract? Yeah,
anybody can lose a big game. That's all Kirk Cousins ever did.
Man, ain't getting no contract. Now, that went pit and had a zero against the Eagles, didn't score a touchdown. That was, I don't know what to say about that. More team, more concept, more everything, but still, he's done more than everybody just listed, B.A.
Mm-hmm.
And he don't have a contract.
Right.
It's crazy, 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 crazy. Jameis Winston deserves a contract. He got to play.
Nah, Jameis ain't hitting on that.
B.A., can you just say Jameis Winston?
He's a roller coaster ride.
Let me ask you this here, though.
At quarterback.
Is he not one of the top 32 quarterbacks in the world?
One of the top 32, yeah, he's one of them.
So he deserves a starting job somewhere, right?
Yeah, he deserves a starting job. He'll have a starting job.
Come on, man. Okay. Would you rather have...
I'd rather have him over any eye quarterback.
No, not even there. Would you rather have James Winston or Matthew Stafford?
I'd rather have Matthew Stafford.
Really?
He's better. He's better than James. He don't throw as many picks.
Right now, with the health and everything, right now.
I can't say right now, but.
I'm only talking right now.
I'm talking about healthy.
Healthy right now.
No. Both of them healthy right now. I'd rather have Stafford.
But both of them ain't healthy.
But, he healthy. He'll be back next year.
Okay. Would you rather have Jameis or Cam?
I'd rather have Jameis. Oh, Cam.
Would you rather have Jameis or Drew Brees?
Drew Brees.
Would you rather have Jameis or Phillip Rivers?
Jameis.
Jameis or Ryan Tannehill?
Tannehill.
Because of 1 year?
Tannehill better. He's more consistent. I don't like
that. Don't throw as many picks.
I don't like that roller coaster ride at quarterback.
Would you rather have Jameis Winston or Sam Darnold? Right now, today, you got to play a game right now today.
I'd rather have Jameis over Sam Darnold.
Okay, would you rather have Jameis right now in a playoff game? Would you rather have Jameis or Josh Allen in Buffalo?
I'd rather have Jameis.
Okay, would you rather have Baker Mayfield or Jameis Winston?
Baker Mayfield.
In a playoff game right now?
Baker Mayfield.
Ooh, yeah.
I'd rather have Baker. Yeah.
Ooh.
I'd rather have Baker. I mean, that's just me.
Can't push that ball down the field like Jameis.
Yeah, but he can't push it to the other team like Jameis either.
Yeah, he can.
Nah.
He's charged that this year.
Nah.
Yeah, he can.
No, he ain't no.
Yeah, he can.
Jameis still got him beat on that.
In yards, in touchdowns, and everything else.
Yeah, but he got
and QBR, beat in
picks too.
All that.
But in picks too.
In everything. And the picks.
Yeah, so.
So, sound like Jameis is inching toward that top 15.
I mean, he's not a bad quarterback. He's just not the style of quarterback I would want on a team.
Right. Root for. I'm not saying you have to have him on your team and have to root for him, but at the end of the day, it's like one of those situations where, okay, Marcus Mariota, does he deserve another job?
Nah.
He don't deserve another job.
I mean, he ain't done nothing to me. He's Steve. I ain't never liked him.
Again, you're a Pittsburgh Steelers fan, right?
Right.
Better than any quarterback you have on the roster that was healthy.
Yeah, I take him over them.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, I get it.
So he deserves another job.
I mean, no, I can't say whether they deserve another job. But will they have one? Yeah, he will have a job somewhere. Because he's a top 32 quarterback.
Yeah.
He's in that 32, yeah.
Dak Prescott not having a contract bothers me.
Yeah, it bothers a lot of black folks.
It bothers me.
And because he had to fight scratch and crawl to get it.
And it's like, it bothers me for the black white issue.
It's basically like he got to beg to get his money.
What else he got
to
do?
And they just won't give it to him like Carson Wentz got here or Jimmy got here.
And tell me this right here. If Dak would have got held out like he should have, got his money before this season, and this season played out the same exact way it played out, what would be the fallout?
Wouldn't be no fallout.
Why not?
It wouldn't be no fallout.
You don't think, oh, he wasn't worth it. Y'all shouldn't have paid him. Y'all shouldn't have did this and yada, yada, yada.
I don't think so.
And now I'm thinking about it.
Been a fallout like that?
I think so. And I think so in this
situation. It wasn't even a fallout with Zeke. And he got his money and he ain't do nothing this year.
Because the onus is on Dak.
Yeah, but he still got paid top running back money.
Not to me.
And he ain't do nothing. Ain't no backlash behind that.
It was a little fallout from it, but it wasn't no terrible fallout. Like, it would be the quarterback.
Yeah.
But my thing is, I just think they honestly don't want to commit to the black quarterback in Dallas.
Maybe.
I ain't know. I'm just going to put it out there.
Yeah, it's possible.
Being the quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys is a big deal. I think they don't want to commit to the black quarterback. Have they ever had one?
Yeah, Quincy Carter.
That's it, Quincy Carter. Didn't commit to Quincy Carter. Didn't make no big money with him.
Nah, I mean, yeah.
Thick tongue, why he's calling. And the Chicago Cubs, Quincy Carter. Boy had a hole too, man.
Oh, yeah?
That boy had a hole, man. So the Lakers, you say you don't like the Lakers, man. We came on air, you say they're not going to hold up, huh?
I don't think they ain't gonna be able to compete with them Clippers, man.
So you trying to kill the Clippers off, basically?
Nah, why would I be doing that?
That's the only reason you brought that. That's the reason you said that.
Nah. Man, listen, man. I told you that. I told you that Kawhi is one of the most overrated players in the league. I've been saying that. And now that I see the fact that Toronto Raptors are
winning without him,
he's been overrated. But he's a closer now. Really, all that Raptor team needed was a closer last year.
So you feel like Kawhi Leonard didn't really do nothing to the team to help aid that championship. He just closed it out for him?
Yeah, he was a closer. Like, yeah. What you think? I mean, that's. I think, looking back at it, at the time it was happening, we gave him. Everybody called him the best player in the game. LeBron ain't that no more. This he is the man. But if we really just sit back and look at it, did we give him too much credit? It's questionable.
Because the Toronto Raptors are playing well with an underrated coach who should be getting more credit, with an underrated player like Van Vliet and Siakam who should be getting more credit. No, I don't think so. I think they won that championship because when you win a championship, you got to have a good team around you no matter who you are. No one individual player can go win a championship. Yes, two good players can get you to a championship, but you have to buy into those two players to win that championship. So the Toronto Raptors are a good, solid NBA team in the East.
Well, then tell me this here. Why, when LeBron leave a team, they cripple?
Because that's the thing. It's like, you're trying to compare LeBron and Kawhi. I don't think that's fair in this situation because...
Why? They 1-2 in the league. All is they compare them on that part.
But none of the situations have been the way LeBron has built. Teams have been built around LeBron because Kawhi didn't ask to go to Toronto.
I'm not saying nothing about where anybody asked to go.
When Kawhi went to Toronto, we said what? Oh, man, they sent him there to kill him.
Right.
Kill him off.
Right.
In his career.
But we also knew that Toronto won 60 games with the black coach two seasons in a row.
Yeah, and they got rid of the coach. And that was questionable. I remember questioning that. Like, man, they wouldn't do this to somebody else. They did this to the coach and yada, yada, yada.
So what? That's my whole, like, that team been good. They couldn't beat LeBron.
So he got the player that he needed to get him over the hump. You jury did that, right?
Right. I mean, I'm not arguing none of that.
But you're saying, did we give Kawhi too much credit?
Right. Because it ain't just me and you. Everybody wanted to crown him after last year.
As they should have. And so what I'm saying to you is, no, we didn't give him too much credit because Kawhi is just one of those guys. He makes you better.
I'm saying it now.
Because they're winning.
Because they're not just winning. They're dominant. This is not even the first 10-game win streak they've been on. Like, about a month ago, they was on a 10-game win streak.
Does playing with a great player make you better?
Yeah. Yeah.
Does Toronto have some good, solid pieces up there?
But that's it.
Do they have some good, solid players?
They got good, solid players.
Coming off a championship?
But they're not playing like good, solid players.
They're playing like great players.
Right.
They're on a great run.
So that's my argument. That's where I come up to this argument.
You weren't saying it at the beginning of the season when they weren't on this run.
Yeah, but we couldn't say it.
So now there's enough. It was a sample size then. Now there's enough of
right
a season that you can say, well, dang, you know what?
Because LeBron's team that he leaves don't be this good that next year.
No, because that team goes in there. It's like a mass takeover. It's a hostile takeover when LeBron goes into that team. He takes over, and it's a mass exodus when he takes over. When he leaves, like you being a LeBron fan.
No.
When he left Cleveland, you didn't say, oh, I feel bad about him leaving Cleveland. You just said, oh, I'm waiting to see where we're going to go.
But what about when he left Miami?
Same thing.
What? I mean,
I was like, why would this man go back to Cleveland? You said that.
No, I knew why he went back. I didn't say that.
But I said
he shouldn't have went back.
Yeah. Because you had been to what?
I knew why he wanted to win one for Cleveland.
4 or 5 in a row down in Miami down there? Games he went to? Then went to Cleveland, did the
and
same
you
thing.
You know, Miami front office, see, Miami front office didn't let LeBron dictate nothing.
Pat Riley.
But I'm just saying, like, you know, every year that team was going to be put in the best situation to win.
Yeah.
And it wasn't going to be his control.
Yeah.
And you see, like, what Pat Riley doing now to let you know that.
Yeah.
He made big moves. That's just what he do.
Yeah, he go get it. It's a business for him.
Right. So, he would have won more championships in Miami.
I say so, too.
But that the championships that he would have won in Miami
didn't mean as much as the one he got in Cleveland.
There you go.
And he wouldn't have got that one if things didn't go. But it is what it is.
Nah, I know.
If he doesn't win that, if he doesn't win that championship in Cleveland,
and yet and still,
does that change his legacy?
No,
I don't think so.
But yet and still, if all those Golden State players don't get hurt, Kawhi still won the one.
Still won the one last year. I say that. You know what? I'll go even further than that. If Klay just doesn't hurt himself, they win that championship. Because that was rolling. That game six, that was rolling.
And if I knew Kawhi was the type of person he is now, man, I'd have been rooting for Golden State to win that championship. And I was rooting with Kawhi.
Because you wanted Golden State knocked off so bad.
Because I wanted Golden State knocked. But I didn't know that the type he was going to win. I didn't know he was
going to lead the Lakers. You just don't like the way he
No, I business. Didn't know he was going to lead the Lakers on a wild goose chase. Make them got... Make them goddamn miss out on all the free agency.
Wait till the end.
Knowing the whole time you weren't going to L.A. to the Lakers, no way.
That's you why
was
set,
you was pulling the style tactic to get Paul George.
Man, honestly, tell me this right here. Do you feel good about yourself being a Lakers fan, man?
I feel great about being a LeBron fan.
No, that's not what I'm asking.
It is what it is. I'm a LeBron fan first.
Do you feel good about being a Laker fan?
I kind of like. I might root for him when AD or when LeBron retires.
As long as they got LeBron Jr., huh?
I don't know who they're going to have, but I might be an AD fan. After
how do you? So you
I don't
feel
know
good?
Who I'm going to like in basketball. I don't know who the next star after LeBron is going to be that I like.
So you're just going to jump around?
I just got to figure it out.
Like, LeBron's a generational guy, man. Like we don't have nobody. You know how there's always somebody, Mike, what it was like. When now, you say, you had, look, let's go through it. You had all the guys. When Jordan was playing, you had all those, the Drexlers, you had the Pat Ewens, Elijah John Starks, ones. Elijah ones. The, you had a lot of Sean Kemp, Gary Payton. You had a lot of, there was a lot of parity in the NBA.
Yeah, but.
A lot of players. Mike Dominic killed a lot of them off. But now, if LeBron goes out, say LeBron something ails him or something, or he blows something out. Lord forbid, I don't want that to happen to anybody. Something happens. His career. When LeBron's gone, who do we latch on to?
I don't know. Damn sure ain't gonna be Zion.
Who's the torch bearer of the
he
league?
Stink.
Who's the torch bearer of the league? Shoot 47% highest of state.
I don't like him. He's not. That what he doing is not gonna be.
Scored more.
Not transcending.
Scored the second most points in eight games.
He's not going to be transcending.
Okay.
I don't see it.
So, with that said,
do you see the transcending part?
I've watched Zion twice.
But I'm saying, do you see the over what? Like, I've been said that Ja Morant going to be better in the league than him.
Zion is.
Do you see him as talented as Ja Morant when he playing on the field, like on the court? Do you see the. I just don't see it. Oh, he's good right. Now.
I knocked Zion in college and all that stuff, and I said his game's not going to translate to the NBA. But he's great at what he does. That muscle ball, he's great at that. But he's got a lot of refining to do to score, to be smooth, to make his game look conducive.
He's not going to be the player. Like,
he too herky-jerky.
Like, the next wave of superstardom to me is Luka.
Like, yeah, that kind of player.
Yeah, I don't see him being on that level.
Now, Ja Morant,
he's on that level.
Monster.
He's on that level, but monster. It's the guard play. Like, it's plenty of them.
It's free. Yeah, it's free. You don't know how it's going to translate.
But I'm talking about like.
But you can see, like, earlier when guys first come in the league, they're like nerves. They feel like a little bit challenged. But, like, he got veteran guys that, like.
See, the knock on Luka was he don't have no athleticism.
Man, Luka,
but he don't need it.
Luka can do it all.
But he don't need it. He got it.
Luke can do it all.
He don't play above the rim. That's all they were saying, basically.
Right. He ain't a high flyer.
But he don't need it.
Got that step back. He got a big body. He got the length. He got all that. So he can go out on the perimeter. He can do all that now.
Yeah.
He dangerous.
Transcending talent. I see it.
Yeah, him and Porzingis down there. That's tough down there.
It's going to be tough in a few years.
Healthy. That's tough down there.
Porzingis the first year off of that injury. So next year, he's going to be a little more dangerous.
Man, healthy. That's tough down there. But, Zion, I can't knock the kid. It's a small sample size.
I'm not knocking him, but I'm just saying I don't see the transcending talent that he's supposed to bring. Do you see it? I'm just asking you, do you see to where he can be, like, the next 15 years and run the league?
I'm hoping he can be like a Vince Carter.
Yeah, but Vince Carter was just a good player.
But Vince Carter had to go get that shot.
But Vince Carter was just a good player.
Yeah, wasn't great.
He wasn't no great player. He's a good player.
Right, good dunker and all
I'm
that
I'm saying
stuff.
Is you see him as the next.
I don't have anyone out there. And it's like, Giannis is a superstar. He's a super monster. But I don't watch a whole Giannis game.
Nah, because they be blowing people out by the time.
They do, but I don't like this. I don't like the style of play to watch. I'd rather watch LeBron or a.
No, you watch LeBron so you can hate on him. You rather hate on LeBron any day than watch somebody that you ain't got no.
All I'm saying is
you ain't got no reason to hate on the Greek freak, so it's not exciting. But when LeBron,
I like LeBron, man.
No, you don't. I do. You like hating on him.
I like to root against him, but
that's why you listen. You be down there in Perth, ready to watch a LeBron game more than I do, just so you can hate on him. I'm talking about you have your little dinner ready and everything, ready to hate on him, so you can critique him, man.
I like to root against the guy.
Right.
I don't hate LeBron.
No, nothing come before rooting against LeBron.
Nothing.
Right. No talent out there to watch.
That's my
ain't
thought.
Better than watching LeBron to hate on him. That's it.
I hate on him. I like to root against him. Nah. See, hating on anybody is you nah. Say that like I don't like the guy or something. I love LeBron.
Now you don't love LeBron.
I root against
you. You love what LeBron stands for.
Yes, yes.
That's about it.
Absolutely. That's more important.
But you love that part. But he stands for good stuff.
On that hardwood, I root against him.
Yes, sir.
Hard.
Ain't nothing coming before that.
Hard. Cal Ramsey, where you at? But man, yeah, I don't see anybody that, in my opinion, has captured my attention to where I'm saying they picking up the torch and taking it on. Like Jordan picked the torch up from Magic Johnson them and took it on. Magic them picked it up from Kareem them, took it on. You know what I'm saying?
And Kobe
took it from Jordan. Yeah. LeBron took it from them. So now it's like, who? You had AI it. In there. You had AI.
Yeah, AI, but.
But listen, AI had his run. Yeah, AI was a monster.
Good player.
Reggie Miller had his run.
Great player.
Monster. Kevin Garnett had his run. Monster. The boys had their runs, but like now it's like, who? Who's the guy?
I don't see it.
Young players, Ja Morant. Just love him, man.
But he's just a...
explosive.
What's the difference in Ja Morant and Mitchell from Utah?
Mitchell shoots better.
But I'm just saying, ain't no different. They all... Right there. It's the same thing.
Yeah.
I'm talking about that talent that can't miss. That guy for the next 15 years, everybody is gone.
No.
Like you say, either like him or hate him.
He's that good.
That good.
That you got to have an opinion to like or hate him.
Right. Yes. And you got to watch it.
Yeah.
I don't see it. Zion is not it.
I knew LeBron like you did Jordan.
Yeah, but.
Ain't no but.
No.
Ain't nothing. I knew LeBron like you did Jordan, period.
Yeah, but I didn't win. It didn't work in my favor.
Jordan beat you down so bad, that's why you chasing people like LeBron.
No, it ain't got nothing to do with that.
Man, you try to get you a championship so bad, B.A.
No.
You jumped from Barkley.
Yeah, everybody was hating on LeBron.
You jumped around.
So I'm a guy that go against the grain.
B.A., you was hating on LeBron.
No, I wasn't.
You was riding Carmelo now when you
I
thought...
I critique LeBron.
Man, you
just
thought,
like I critique everybody.
B.A., I remember the season. Your mama, we need to have your mama on this podcast. Miss Linda could tell the world that you were sitting there watching that series against the Spurs. And you were hating on LeBron, down on LeBron.
But I was rooting for him at the same time, though.
And when they won, now you're a LeBron fan.
No, I was rooting for him the whole time.
You was a Carmelo Anthony fan to start that season, B.A.?
No, that was the Dallas Mavericks days. That's when Dallas Mavericks, when I was hating on LeBron, it was because I knew he didn't have it.
So you telling me that series that me and you watched?
I was with LeBron that series.
Game six.
I was with LeBron that series the whole year.
So when they was looking like they were going to lose that series.
I was with LeBron.
You telling me
I was down talking. So he could pull
there out. There it is. There it is, sports fans. Damn the truth.
That so he, listen.
That's the truth.
So he can.
Cal Ramsey, your boy. Listen to your boy, Cal.
No, I'm just telling you what it was.
You was ready to sell him off.
No.
B.A.
No, that's just that. You know that reverse. That old reverse.
Man, I need
that old reverse psychology. Man, and it worked.
I need moms to sit up here. I need moms to tell the truth so the people will know what you was doing. No, you was something, man. You had to jump from Carmelo and then jumped on LeBron. And LeBron almost lost that series. And then Popovich took Tim Duncan out of the game.
So you telling me all in one game I just jumped to LeBron?
One game.
Come on, man. Stop. Stop.
No, I'm saying no. You jumped on that heat wave by midway through the season.
So you telling me I didn't like the heat?
No, you jumped on. You jumped on.
So I basically know this what you're saying. That I wasn't rooting for LeBron when he was in Cleveland.
No.
You saying that?
Yes.
That's a lie.
The first time he's in Cleveland?
Yeah. I was rooting with LeBron when he went to the finals that first go round and got swept.
Yeah.
And that's the year everybody
you was
like,
on Carmelo.
Everybody was like, man.
You like Stoudemire, B.A. You stop that, man.
Everybody was like, man.
Are you forgetting this part of history?
Trash, man. LeBron trash. He got swept. I said, oh, I'm finna root for this man right here.
That ain't what you did, B.A.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
What happened to Stoudemire? You gonna leave that out?
No, I used to root for them.
Okay,
too.
So Carmelo, you gonna leave that out?
But that, listen, you gotta look at it when it was. Barkley was in Phoenix.
That's way back. I ain't talking about back there.
But no, that's why that's the connection with Phoenix.
Okay, I'm putting Carmelo, who used to be in Denver.
I never liked Carmelo like that, man.
When he came to the Knicks, and they had a little run for a few weeks, like and they was hot.
No, you they had a good year. They won about 60 games.
You was on Carmelo.
Nah, but
I know what I'm talking about.
But I wasn't no Carmelo fan.
The year, the Heat.
So you tell me I was a Knicks fan.
No, you was right. You liked Carmelo.
I wasn't no Knicks fan. You ain't never heard me say Knicks nothing.
Yes, you was. You was riding behind me.
Nah, I root for Carmelo. I always root for Carmelo.
The truth's coming out, sports fan.
No, I always root for Carmelo to do good. I mean, come on now.
That was who you trying to latch on to.
No, he wasn't the guy.
And that didn't work out.
But he wasn't the guy, though.
That didn't work out. So you jumped on with LeBron then. And then LeBron was about to lose that series. And you was like, man, this dude keep deferring. He won't take no shot. Yeah, you was all that.
Critiquing him.
And they got that rebound, and Ray Allen hit that shot, and the rest is history.
But we do a podcast. How many times do you bring up the Bulls?
Never.
All right, then.
Never. Won't talk about them. Refuse to talk about them.
No, because ain't nothing to talk about.
Man, it's sad.
So
it's
are you a Bulls fan, or is you a LeBron fan?
I'm definitely not a LeBron fan. You know that.
You're a LeBron hater. So, in order for you to hate on LeBron, his archest rival become your team.
I don't hate LeBron.
You like Golden State. Now you finna like the Clippers. It's crazy. You way more fucked up than me.
I root against LeBron, man.
So, you become the arch rival. You become their team. That be your team.
I root against
So, you a Clipper. You keep up with the Clippers every second.
So what?
Because you hate on LeBron that hard.
We ain't got to worry about him now.
Right. You ain't got to worry about him now.
I mean, you know, you get you another 3-and-D guy, you know. You ain't got to worry about that. Get him out the way.
Right.
But, man, it's like I get great joy out of rooting against LeBron.
Right. I know.
But I like LeBron. You make it like I hate LeBron.
No, you don't like LeBron. You like rooting against LeBron.
I like rooting against LeBron. That's all it is, man. Mm-hmm. I like rooting against. There's nothing wrong with that.
I got the Sixers tonight against them Clippers.
Okay.
What you think?
I think it ain't gonna work out for you.
Okay. We'll see.
I think you know it's not gonna work out for you.
Nah, they gonna beat them tonight. They don't got nobody that can hard Embiid. The Garden. I mean,
the game at home or?
I don't know where is that. Embiid can't be guarded by nobody on their team.
Embiid can't. He can guard himself though.
Yeah, but he can't.
No. He can guard himself. He can guard himself. But why you want to take, why you want to, as much as you applaud LeBron, how do you take credit away from Kawhi?
Because he's not that dude.
How?
He's not. You see how good that team is now?
Okay, you see what Kawhi's doing with the Clippers.
What they doing?
Beating them Lakers.
Man, they had 40, they had 50 wins last year before he got there.
Here he go.
They made the playoffs last year without him.
Here he go.
And you know Paul George ain't never won nothing.
What if he winning this year?
He ain't never won nothing.
What if he winning this year?
He ain't winning it this year.
Who gonna win it?
The Lakers.
So stop all that talk about we can't beat the Clippers, yada, yada, yada.
Lakers going, no. We not going to beat the Clippers, though. Somebody else is.
Let somebody else do the dirty work, huh?
Somebody else going to pop.
Then knock them off.
There you go.
Come on, man.
I'm telling you how it's going to play out. This year is for LeBron, him, man.
Come on. It would be nothing better than, like we talked about before we started recording, the Clippers get the 8 seed and have to play the Lakers first round.
Yes, sir. That's the best.
Just drop down and get that math done just perfectly right. Don't screw it up. Drop all the way down to the 8 seed. Play the Lakers in the first round in your home building.
But you know good damn well them Lakers be tanking at the end of the year to get out that number 1 seed.
Yeah, get out of number 2 so fast, wouldn't it?
Yeah, they would.
Man. That's crazy, man. Crazy. Dak Prescott, man. Golly. I just can't understand that, man. Just don't get it, man. Knicks are a mess. Shouldn't they just take the team away from the owner?
It can't, though. Dolan.
The Mets are a mess.
He don't own them, dude.
Should he take? No, he don't own them, but they should take that team, too. They were trying to sell that, and, like, something fell through with the deal and all that. Like, I don't know what the heck's going on, man. Most overrated player in Major League Baseball. Baseball season getting ready to kick off here, so most overrated player. Or some of the most overrated players, in your opinion. I know who you're going to say first.
Nah, I don't really got nobody on top of my head. Most overrated player.
Overrated.
I don't got nobody right on top.
And it's hard to call a Major League Baseball player overrated because, golly,
it's hard to do.
You're a stud if you're in the big leagues.
Yeah, I don't really got nobody off the top of my head. You got to refer. Maybe if you name somebody, I'd be like, yeah, he overrated.
He makes $300 million. He plays in New York.
Oh, Bryce Harper, yeah.
No, not even him.
Bryce Harper overrated. Yeah, that's the one. That's the most overrated player in baseball. Which one you talking about?
Carlos Stanton.
Yeah, but Bryce Harper more overrated than him. At least he got power numbers. When he out there, he hitting 35, 40 home run.
Not 25, 28.
Man, Bryce Harper getting that. Yeah, Bryce Harper.
Man, but tell us right here. The Dodgers, the Red Sox should be ashamed of themselves.
For what they gave, what they got for that dude. Yeah, that is sad.
It wasn't a guy. It was a dump.
Yeah.
Man, they don't do that to nobody else, man. How you feel about that, honestly?
Nah, they weren't going to... Listen, the man turned down $200 million. What else could they do? They knew they weren't going to be able to sign him. He turned down that big contract they offered him. They knew they weren't going to be able to sign him.
But he's leveraging his opportunity.
But no, it's not personal. They just got rid of him. You know, you can't hold him because the closer you hold him to the deadline, the less you're going to
get for
him.
Yeah.
So at least whoever getting him is going to keep him for a full year and maybe with a chance to resign him. But if you know he's not going to resign with you.
Nah, you ain't trading for him if he ain't going to resign with you. That's why you got to sign him. You finna sign him quick.
No, but he might not want to play for the Dodgers. Who says he going to play for the Dodgers, though? They got him for so cheap that he don't have to be guaranteed.
You don't think they are immediately going to give him a contract?
They might offer him, but what if he don't want to play in L.A.?
So tell me this right here, though.
Why wouldn't he want to play in Boston, one of the best baseball towns?
So, one of the most racist towns.
But they're a baseball town.
Yeah, championship pedigree.
Yeah, so, I mean...
And you're trading him on a team that can win, though.
But what do you think they're supposed to do?
I mean,
what are they supposed to trade?
You couldn't hold him for another year?
and get nothing for him. He's a free agent after this year.
Yeah, you can win the World Series with him this year.
But you're not going to get nothing for him.
A World Series championship.
You're not guaranteed. They didn't win the last year. What happened?
They did. They did it the year before?
Yeah, but they didn't win the last year. So he's not guaranteed in nothing.
Okay, but do you...
Just like with the Dodgers, he ain't guaranteeing them nothing.
True. But what I'm saying is on that, and then on top of that, you pay, what, $50, $60, $70 million just to get rid of David Price.
Right, because they didn't want that contract. He was definitely an overrated player.
So they want to get rid of him, and Dodgers pay the other half because they get they feel like they're getting a steal, paying the half for that price and getting, you know, who he is.
Yeah.
And it's like, man, how does it – like, honestly, me being a San Francisco Giant fan, that's a big
blow.
That's
why you feel like you feel.
Oh, man, that's a big blow, man. Like, how does this happen? You get Price and Betts? To a team that already won 100, you know, like they World Series bound, ain't they? Supposed to be, ain't they?
They ain't going nowhere. They ain't got no pitcher.
You got something one good fall pitcher. Out, man.
Got one good pitcher.
Sound like
Bueller.
Bueller.
And that's it. They don't got the lefty no more. They got David Price, but he ain't shit. What other pitcher they got? Besides Bueller.
So you mean tell me Kershaw and Price?
Kershaw stink. It's over. His days, you know that.
B.A., okay, you're a Braves fan. You want to face Bueller, Kershaw, and Price?
Kershaw is...
With that lineup?
Listen, Kershaw don't scare nobody no more. He's over.
I say that too. He doesn't win in the playoffs. He doesn't win in the World Series.
He's not a good pitcher no more. Like, he's not...
Okay, but check this out right here.
He's not in front of the rotation guy no more.
Last time I checked, didn't Boston win the World Series 2 years ago?
Yeah, but Price pitched.
Didn't Price pitch his butt off?
Yeah, but that was Price. I ain't talking about Price.
But he over there.
Price a monster. I'm talking about Kershaw. He's not that dude.
Do you want to face Kershaw? Do you feel good about your team facing Kershaw?
Yeah.
In a one game elimination?
Yeah. Now, Bueller and Price, they tough now. Kershaw don't scare me.
Tough, them, man. I don't know, man. I just don't like the fact they let Mookie Betts get over there with him, man, in our division. Them boys just won the division last year.
Yeah, but...
They're doing everything they can about World Series.
Yeah, they're supposed to. Your wonders is there.
Man. Probably would have had one of the Astros and Cheetah, too. I ain't gonna lie to you.
Right. Yeah, Astros
and Cheetah.
They would have definitely won that after we
man,
knew that.
Man.
Because them dramatic innings late in them games, they had to know what was coming.
Pitched at home, game sevens.
Did they let that leak out, though, like that? That's crazy. You're supposed to take that one, too. You're supposed to pay him to take that to the grave.
That one pitcher, I can't think of his name.
Yeah, I know. Fryers.
Yeah, Fryers, whatever his name is. Yeah. When you off somebody
and treat him. No, he's supposed to get him a lifetime contract.
Yeah, when you off somebody and treat him wrong, then tell him.
No, but I'm saying.
Supposed to take care of him.
Well.
You good? You sure you good? You okay?
No, they're supposed to get him a contract. He ain't played for no other team.
Retire with us.
Yeah, bow out gracefully until you get ready to retire.
Yep. Get your job in front of.
Yeah.
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 Didn't want to do it. Want to bully.
Yeah. That's what they messed up at.
This man hit an off-speed pitch, which was meant to fool him, out the ballpark for a game winner against a man that threw 105 miles an hour.
He had to know it, huh? Tomorrow. Who that pitcher was?
Chapman,
yeah, that's right.
The Yankees. Mm-hmm. American League Championship Series. Walk-off winner. Chapman was laughing. He was in such disbelief. Mm-hmm. He was like, wow, I just blew them fastballs by him. And I tried to fool him. This man didn't flinch.
All right.
Crushed it. Ran around the bases. Don't rip my jersey.
Oh, yeah.
Come on, man. Come on with it, man. I just don't like the moves, though, man. I don't like the... One, Mookie Betts is a superstar. You never see a guy that good on a team getting traded away. You just never see it. I don't care what the circumstance is. You never see it.
This year, you do. Bryce Harper went to the Phillies. Yeah, you see that. You see it.
Time out. Bryce Harper's career is a lot different than Mookie's because of the fact.
But I'm saying it happens, though.
It happened after his MVP year, too.
Yeah.
It did.
They come out trading Aaron Donald, so Chris Bryant. Jerseys don't mean that no more.
Man. We're bouncing around. We're going to close the show out. But the Dak situation, you signed a franchise tag if you Dak?
Yeah. You signed it?
Why?
Well, you didn't sign. You can't all of a sudden grow balls now.
Because you didn't show them before, huh?
You didn't show them last year. That's when you supposed to stood your ground last year.
They're going to accuse the boy to cry wolf if you try to do it now, right?
Yeah. Nah, he going to do it. He supposed to do it this year, but he going
to
do it.
Try to hold out?
Yeah, he going to do all that now. But he should have did it last year.
Last year. Now it ain't going to be as effective, I don't think.
Yeah, it'll be effective.
But it has to be because
they ain't got no quarterback.
And then you try to franchise me.
Nah, they got Tom Brady floating out there. Phillip Rivers.
That's the thing.
So... Yeah. But last year, he had all the leverage.
He did.
You couldn't go get a quarterback like Phillip Rivers and Tom Brady on no market.
Honestly, at this point in time, I think the best strategy for that is to leverage his free agency.
Yeah, but...
Just say, hey, I'm not talking to the Cowboys. I'm going to talk to other teams.
Yeah, but they're going to franchise it. They're not going to let him walk.
They're not going to give him no money. They're going to give him a franchise. $26 million, something like that?
I don't know what it is.
But you play that, you get hurt or have a down season, you're done. That's it. That won't. He doesn't want that franchise tag.
Nah.
He can't risk it.
He don't want it. I know he don't. Well, he want it, but he don't want it.
See, Kirk Cousins, when he was getting franchised, he was getting franchised in prove it years back to back. You know what I'm saying? Dak then pretty much proved it already.
Yeah.
All he can do now is go win a Super Bowl, but you want the money before that happens.
Now, you don't want to tie your money onto no
contingency plan.
Yeah.
You want to have that money done.
Right, and relax.
Man. XFL this weekend, we're going to try it again. Watch this weekend, B?
Yeah, I'll watch it this weekend.
Dumps Juice Radio, we out. Jump in this Benz, I'm gonna fuck up her lipstick. If she jump up in this Benz, I'm gonna fuck up her lipstick. Ben Frank, I live with, count that money real quick. Used to wanna plug, went to Cali, took a field trip. Every day, real lit, choker rocks, real big rocks. Some bad bitches love the kid, wanna fuck the kid, roll blunts for the kid. Before she got out of the car, hey, what you doing? She had to fix her lip gloss. VS's, they shine in the dark. Nighttime, rolled a gelato and spark. Hey. Streets left me with no heart. Hey. Put on ice just to cover the scars. Hey. A movie of my life story. What? I wonder should I sell it to stars? Yo. That young nigga rich, I ain't in mind. Stupid. My bitch, she the shit, I ain't in mind. I'm so smooth, I can drive my drop top and not get wet in the